Yo, what is going on, guys? We are back with another episode of Mogcast episode
number 42.
42, and we are here with Weston Garland, aka our roommate.
What's up, Weston?
What's up?
Not only our roommate, our good friend. Before we get into it, guys, I need you guys to go on Apple Music right now and make a review.
Good memory, bro. I was about to forget that shit.
Go on Apple Music and make a review because we already have like, what, 200?
Dude, reviews? We already got, okay, at the end of the last podcast, at the very end, I was like, yo, go drop a review. And that was it. And we got 200 reviews on Spotify. So what happens when you drop a review is it like pushes the podcast to the top. They're like way more important than YouTube. We talk about run up the comments, run up the likes on YouTube videos. This is way more important. This actually like ranks our podcast higher. So Apple Music. And so, can you drop a review on Spotify or no?
I have no idea. But we are on Spotify and Apple Music, and we're working on getting the old audios to that platform. So if you guys want to support us and you don't want to like watch our vids, you just want to listen to it, go on Spotify and Apple Music because we're there. We're still working on getting the old videos onto Spotify and Apple Music, but the problem is we didn't save those audio files, so the audio is a little bit choppy.
Because they have to download the audio from YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's already kind of compressed. It just sounds a little weird.
So make sure you guys go do that. And yeah, if you guys are listening right now on Apple Music, just know I look handsome as fuck. So, but let's get right into it. Weston, how are you doing? How have you been? You haven't been on this podcast in what, like?
It's been a while.
Probably like 2-3 months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So how you been, man?
I've been all right. So little post-show blues going on still. It's been almost, I think, 4 months since my competition. So I've just been chilling, eating food, enjoying the gym.
How are you feeling, though, like mentally?
I'd say I'm probably around like a 70% if I had to.
I'm not going to lie. It seems like you've been for like months now.
It's been a while.
It's like, we got to get you out of this, bro. There's got to be something I can do where like.
LA.
Yeah, something, LA. Bro. We got to get you out. Like,
I think I do need to travel more.
I think that's really what it is,
I think,
bro.
I really do because I feel like I'm almost like claustrophobic. Like, this is a great place. I love Houston, but I almost feel like I'm in the same routine every single day, which I love routine. I'm a bodybuilder. But I need to break out of it a little bit.
And if there is a time to break out of routine, it would be in the off season.
100%.
You know, when you don't even have like your next show planned, like why would you stay super committed, dedicated, eating every single gram of everything when you don't even have your next show planned? Like now would be the time to travel.
Yeah, definitely.
LA.
I'll book the flight after this all pod.
Right. Bro, for me, I love traveling, and I've been traveling, but right now, like, I need a break. I wanted to go to LA with you guys, but I was just like, I really just...
Nah, you were just there, bro.
I know, I was like, I don't want to go. I was in San Diego, and that shit was fucking so fun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's exhausting. Like, traveling is so fun, and so, like, there's so much content, and there's so much just shit to do. I just can't do it anymore, though. I'm tired.
Gary, if you're listening, I want a boat on my trip, too, just like Soosh.
That was a surprise. We had no idea.
Did Gary surprise you guys?
So Gary surprised us. We were in San Diego for a regiment trip, and it was just Jernani, us, his buddies, and I actually told Gary, I was like, yo, come to San Diego, like we should all hang out. And he was like, bro, I'm busy, like I can't. And he was like, even if I do, I could only be there for Sunday, and then he'd have to leave before the night ends, so like we couldn't go out with him. So I was like, okay, whatever, fuck it. And then we were sitting at the like boat dock or like this hotel that has like, if you guys are familiar with San Diego, it's Coronado Bay. It's just fucking like insane houses, probably like, bro, like 20 mil plus houses. And it's like this insane bay, and there's a dock and all these boats that you can rent. And then obviously some of the boats are like personal for those people. We were there and we're waiting for our guys. And then fucking Gary like pulls up behind us. Like our back was literally turned towards the door. It was perfect. It was like a movie. We're facing the water, and he like pulls up the behind. He's like, "Yo, what the fuck is up?" And then we're like, "Yo, it was sick as fuck." Vaughn was there, Grant. It was a really fun time.
How'd they get your location? Was Jordani in on it?
No, Angad was in on it. So Angad was like, "Yeah, I'll meet you." If you guys don't know Angad, he's partial owner of Regiment, and he was like, "Yo, like I'll meet you guys there. Like, let me know where you guys are at." And he pulled up, and it was fucking lit.
Damn, and bro, I was really getting such bad FOMO when you guys were on the boat,
bro. Honestly, it was. Not to make your FOMO worse, it was like one of the best like fucking times on a boat I've ever had.
Nah, that doesn't
and we had
worse,
no
man.
Bitches, bro. We had no bitches and sorry, excuse me, females. We had or women. Sorry, we had no women on the boat, and it was literally one of the best times of my life. This is insane. So fun.
Damn.
Sorry, so bro. Sorry.
It's just like a little boys outing.
Yeah, it was just like guys in the water, bro.
That's wholesome, man.
You guys know how
just
it is.
Dudes on the water.
Dudes on the water. So yeah, you need to travel. Yeah, because I feel like you haven't traveled besides going home.
I haven't. I've literally gone home and that's about it.
Dude, that's
insane. Where have you traveled? Like, you've gone to Mexico. Have you traveled a lot in your life outside of that?
Not really. I've gone to California.
Wait, when did you
once.
Go to Mexico?
With you.
Oh, fuck. Yo, my bad.
With you, bro.
I was drunk as fuck. I was fucked up that whole weekend. So that, that,
you
that
were
trip,
there?
Yeah, dude, my bad. I was there. I totally forgot. Well,
that trip was something else. Anyways.
Wait, did we talk about we never really talked about that trip. Not on the podcast.
I don't think we did.
Really?
I don't think so.
I don't think we did.
It was because it was New Year's and we were in that little podcast break, so we never really talked about it.
Oh, the trip was wild.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
Should we talk about it a little bit?
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there, so this shit's not incriminating to me.
Yeah. Well, hypothetically, like, we went there. It was New Year's, so we figured it'd be a good time. Maybe we did talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it again because you guys probably forgot. It was like a resort. So my parents, they do like timeshares. And so pretty much you pay like a yearly fee and then you can like get good deals on like rooms like all over the world. So they had a timeshare there. They gave it to me. We had to pay, but like we used their account or whatever. And it, we thought it was going to be sick as fuck. We pull up and it's 18 and up. So it's adults only. And we're thinking, yo, it's going to be like all like 20-year-old girls. Like, it's going to be so sick. All these girls, fucking whatever. And we go there and it's all like old people on vacation. Like, no offense to old people.
Everybody was like 50 plus.
Pretty much everybody was really old because when you're on vacation and you're an adult, you're like, I don't want to be around kids.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want, if you don't have
also,
kids,
if
you don't want to be around kids.
If you're like an old rich person, you're like, well, I don't really want to go slum it in Mexico. And like figure
it was
out
too
a
nice.
Situation.
It was too nice of a place for people our age. To
That's
go.
Exactly yeah. what it was. Because my parents are really bougie when it comes to vacation because they work hard.
Yeah. What 18-year-olds are gonna have a timeshare at yeah. a resort in Mexico?
Their main thing is like they work really fucking hard, and then when they vacation, they fucking vacation. Like, you know how there's people who they relax, like they sit around all day. And then there's people who vacation, they go out and do...
Have everything planned.
They do tour, like a whole itinerary for the whole week.
Yeah.
My parents are the opposite. They literally go there, they sleep, they drink, and they eat. That's all they do. And they like lay out they lay out in the sun because they don't want any stress.
They just want to relax.
Yeah. So we're like, yo, it's going to be sick. We pull up. It's all like old people. There are a couple like hot girls and whatnot. But we essentially just walked around like... Looks like scouring, bro. Like horny kids, bro. We're just walking around scouring for like where the bitch is at, yo. Or sorry, girls. Where are the girls at? Like whatever.
Where the females yeah. at?
And eventually, I'll talk about it, bro. Because I know I didn't talk about this because back then I was like, I don't know, but I don't really care. Maybe it's the fucking Los Celts talking. Who knows? But we're there, and it's like a rainy day, and it's raining. And we had...
It's a rainy day and it's raining?
No, it's a rain, like a cloudy day. I meant to say cloudy. It's a cloudy day, it's raining, so everyone's like, kind of bummed out. So the only thing you can do is fucking drink. And we had the best suite in the hotel because, like I said, my parents, like, they fucking vacationed to the
walked out into the pool.
Yeah, it's the lower level. Your backyard is the pool. Like, the infant, like you're literally in the pool, the main pool with the bar, like the pool and the bar with the seats in the pool. And... We're chilling out there, and we see this girl, or a couple of these girls, and they're fucking like they're drunk as fuck. Obviously, they're getting wild, and they start like taking off their shit because it's 18 and up, so no one's gonna tell them like, yo, put your clothes on. Start taking off their shit, and I'm like, dude, I mean it's Mexico, bro. I had no vapes, so I'm smoking cigarettes, and I'm like, yo, I need a light or whatever. So I go over there. I'm like swimming in this pool, like with a cigarette, like hanging outside. I don't smoke cigarettes, by the way. I just only when there's back then. I mean, 6 months ago, I was
bro,
like,
you
oh,
must
fuck.
Be on your fucking gangster vibe.
Yeah, that's how it was, bro. Because like, we were like, bro, we're kids, and like we're around all these old fucks. So, and we're also like, I'm coming off of like trans, super draw.
We look sick,
like bro. I was big as fuck, and so was he. He was like prepping for a show.
Yeah, we look.
He was
sick.
Like 8 weeks out, so we all looked fucking insane. So we know we're walking around like we're. Fucking stallions, bro. we come out in the pool. I'm fucking swimming with the cigarette in the air, and he's walking next to me, and we start taking shots. And this girl, like, comes over here. She comes on him, and she's like, I don't even know. She was like touching you or something. Like,
yeah, she was trying to hit on me, and I like sent her your way pretty much.
Yeah, and I like that. They were like, yo, because we pulled up and one of her friends was like, yo, look, look. And then they came over. And at first I was like, all right, nah, like I'm going back to the room. I'm just like swimming back to home base, right? A safety circle. And I go inside and this girl follows me. She follows me into our room.
Yeah, because she asked me where the room was, and I was like, oh, it's over there.
Yeah, she follows me into the room, and she's, like, soaking wet, like she was just in the pool. I dried off, and I'm, like, inside the room. Eric Madrid, he was there, too. He was just laying in bed because he was, like, pretty tired. He was laying in bed, or no, he was taking a shit. No, Eric was taking a shit, so he had no idea any of this was going on, and so our rooms were connected. So I was sleeping alone, and then them two were together because they had two queens, and then I had one king. So, but they're connected with one door. So I go into my room, and this girl's soaking wet. She follows me in, and you guys know how that goes. And then the other girl.
Wait. So was this, had you been like talking to her like a lot?
No, bro. I didn't know her name.
This was the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life. The wildest.
All I knew is she's from Santa
just surrounded by these old fucks, and then she sees Mr. Stallion with a cigarette, and she follows him. Fucking magnetized towards him, bro.
Yeah, she follows Holy him shit. Into the room, and then the girl that she was like, I don't know if they were together or not, but
I'm pretty sure they were lesbian.
Yeah,
these two girls were like bi or lesbian. If they weren't together, that is
that's even more wild.
Yeah, they were definitely friends. Yeah, but then she comes in, and I'm sitting there, and like he's with this other girl in his room. She walks into my room and is like, hey, where's my friend? And I'm like, oh, she's right in there. So she walks through the door. And
so then
it goes from there.
Yeah, she walks in and I'm with this girl and doing like whatever. All I know is that she's from Santa Monica and she's a nurse. She's a registered nurse.
How'd that conversation go down? She walks in soaking wet. She's like, hey, I'm from Santa Monica.
No. It was in the middle. It was in the middle, like, of everything. And I was just like, yo, like, I need to get some type of information from you before I continue. And she's like, she gave me her name, but I don't remember it. And then she's like, yeah, I'm a nurse, Santa Monica, whatever.
It's my name, number, and occupation.
No, you know what? Because I asked her, I was like, yo, are you, like, clean? Like, are you good?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I'm a nurse from Santa Monica, blah, blah, blah. And then whatever's happening, and then the other girl comes in, and this girl like doesn't bat an eye. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck is about to happen? And then you can gather what's going on, whatever. And then a fourth bitch, female, like who's old, like who shouldn't
wait, third or fourth?
A third. So she, and you watch this. He's like next door. She's like, yo, what's going on? And bro, she pulls out a phone and she starts recording. And I'm like, yo, I got out from what I was doing. And I was like, yo, no, because I'm thinking, dude, this is not good. And so she's like, and then what did she came out the room and she was like waving it around.
Yeah. She's like, oh, she asked me to come record this. And I was like, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. And she's like waving it. She's like, I got it. Like on her phone.
I can't tell her, like, I can't be like, yo, like delete that. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
so wait,
did you say anything to her?
No,
I don't think.
No, I mean, no.
I don't think anyone. They probably couldn't see that. It was dark.
Yeah, no, it was dark. So, yeah. And that's that story.
Yeah.
But no, that was
the wildest thing I've ever witnessed in my life.
Yeah, it was fucking weird.
It was It was out of nowhere too. I was just like,
were you fucked? Like, were you fucked up? Or?
Before we went out, we were sober and we saw these people partying when it was raining, and we were like, dude, let's go out there. And then we were like, we're not on the same vibe at all as
them. We took a lot of shots.
Yeah, so we were like, we got to get fucked up because we weren't on the same vibe. So we were like, fuck it. Like, back to back in the mini bar inside.
Yeah, and that was the first time I drank in like 3 years, like almost 3 years, I think. And I got fucked.
Yeah. So it was fun as fuck. Yeah.
How old did you say those girls were?
The one girl was like,
they were over 30.
Like 30, 35, I would say, dude. Like,
yeah.
Definitely my oldest kill.
You think that's a wild story for you? Imagine the story she told to her friends when she got back.
Dude, I'm sure that's normal because she was like so nonchalant, bro.
True.
I'm like, bro, I'm like, shit. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Like, I'm like, just going with the flow.
That wasn't her first time doing that.
For sure. Yeah, like, she's probably a regular at that resort. Yeah,
hoping there's a stallion there each time. She probably went back. She's like, I got another one.
Dude, but then the next night, it's New Year's or whatever.
Oh no, and we were walking to the middle, and she's dude. In the pond. Like, there's like a, what is it called? Like a fountain.
A fountain.
There's a fountain in the middle of the resort. She's naked in the fountain.
Like taking a shower.
Yeah.
Who was this?
The same
fucking
girl.
Santa Monica
same,
nurse.
Same girl.
Santa yeah. Monica
was
nurse.
Was this a different time?
Yeah, it was a different time.
Dude.
Yeah, it was like an hour after, or like 2 hours after we were walking to dinner. We were walking to like the main thing.
She was wild.
And she was like fucking showering. And I was like, it looked like she had fake tits, but she was like, this is all natural. I was like, bro, she was hot. Like, straight
wait,
up.
This is the 35-year-old one?
Yeah.
What was the other one?
She
same
was,
age?
She was not hot.
Yeah, she's mid.
Yeah. But it
works for the story, though.
Yeah, it works for the story.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what
the story is.
It doesn't matter.
As long as one of them's good.
Let's not get into details. Yeah. The story.
So then it was like New Year's that night, and I mean, we're just like partying, whatever. And there are these two worker girls, and I was like obsessed with one of them for some reason.
Oh yeah.
And I was just like, yo, this girl's like the love of my life or whatever. And we're like dancing, like it's so fun because we're like the youngest people. Everyone's looking at us, bro. We have sunglasses on. Like I'm rolling. Like
we're sweating.
Yeah. Everyone's like fucked up, and everyone's like looking at us. Some guy asked him. He's like, "Yo, you guys got coke?" And like, and he was like, "What?" And he was like, "You guys look like you have coke." We had no blow. We had zero.
I was like, "What, bro?"
Yeah, we had zero, and that's just like tells you how we looked out there compared to everybody else. I'm in there with a fucking young LA perfect tee. I'm looking jacked as fuck. This old lady was coming up to me, squeezing my arms, and she was like,
no,
she's like, you're so big.
Remember, I met like a princess or something.
Yeah, he met like an African princess.
Yeah,
she was that's
like,
right.
She was
like,
actually a princess.
Straight like royal family African princess dating some like old London dude. Like this girl was beautiful, like what? 22 melanin queen.
Yeah.
And then this guy's like 65 years old.
I remember like I met her, and then I met like, I was talking to this guy, and I was like, yeah, I met a princess. And he was like, oh, my wife. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, dude, like, she's beautiful. He's like,
what's she the princess of, bro?
I have no clue.
Some country or town or whatever the fuck in Africa.
It's pretty cool.
Damn. I swear to God, most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Like,
she's gorgeous.
Like, insane skin.
Her skin was, it was wild.
It was insane. And then it was fucking old girl, old, like, moms, like, coming up to us, like, squeezing our arms. It was literally like a movie. It was ridiculous.
I was about to say, that whole trip probably doesn't even feel real in your brain.
No. Eric has
just
videos.
Like teleported to a different fucking dimension.
No, because Eric wasn't on our level, so he knows, like, I'm pretty sure he said we look like psychopaths.
Yeah, yeah. He was watching us. I mean, we were in the, this is all hypothetical. We were in the room.
I don't think that's saving you at this point.
We were in the room before we had, like, gone out to the party, and I'm like, I'm tweaking, bro. Like, I'm like holding a pillow. Like,
no, I have a picture of us in the bed together, just like chilling.
Yeah. And I'm like holding a pillow. And then we're like, fuck it, bro. Let's just go outside. I remember Yeet was playing. We were playing Yeet. And so that's why there's this one song. I don't know what it is, but whenever it plays, it gives me like weird nostalgia, like crazy flashbacks and nostalgia because I was like just blasting Yeet in my own ears. We're sitting in the room, like, fuck it, let's just go outside. And that's like what would happen.
Yeah. Maybe we need to take another trip. We might need
to. I don't know if you can match that, bro.
Yeah.
I don't yet. Yeah. Well, I would love to go back to Tulum.
Yeah, Tulum was fun.
And then actually, I'm trying to go to Ibiza if you guys want to come.
Ibiza would be sick.
And that's going to be
never been there.
Late August. So it's coming up.
Oh, late August?
Very soon. Very soon. And when it's going to be like half, right now it's half off. The Airbnb is half off. It's like, what, $700 a night right now?
What are we waiting on?
Passport.
I mean, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, passports and shit, but we're just working on it.
I got my passport.
I would love to go to Ibiza. It's just, I don't know. I like, everyone's there, bro. Everyone goes to Ibiza at least once in their life.
Yeah.
Like, one,
yeah,
every,
for sure.
Every, like, influencer goes to Ibiza.
Is there, like, something going on there, or just, like, fuck it? Ibiza.
Everything's going on there. At
no,
all times
I, like,
of the year, everything's going
there,
on.
Is there, you know, like, a festival or something?
Ibiza is a festival, bro. 365 days of the year, bro. It's a festival.
I've never been.
Because it's like this little... No, no one's been. Yeah. Like, no one's ever been to Ibiza. It's like a little island off of Spain. And it's just... Everyone just goes there and party.
And the only point of going there is just a party?
Yeah, and vacation.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. It's like Vegas of Europe.
I just don't want any... I don't want the same thing to happen when you got your timeshare, which is just like... Old people.
Oh, no. I don't think Ibiza is like that. No, I don't think Ibiza is like that. I was actually talking to somebody in the gym. Shout out if he's watching right now. He was like, dude, I was like, I'm a teacher. I have an English teacher in Spain. And we took like a long weekend to go to Ibiza. And he was like, he was the best weekend of my life. Fucking crazy. And he was our age. So if he had a good time, we're going to have a good time.
I'm down to go to a different part of Mexico, like Puerto Vallarta, and actually like Mexico. Because Tulum is like America, Mexico, you know?
So
is
like Cancun and like Cabo.
Yeah.
Cabo's really cool though. Cabo's like a lot less, I mean, there's still like hella partying, but it's a lot less known for partying like Cancun. So it's more like, and there's, you've got those like famous rocks. I don't know what the fuck they're called, but like you take a boat and there's like this big like arch, like natural arch of like that rock thing that you guys probably know what I'm talking about. So Cabo seems sick. Yeah. I've only gone to Cabo with my parents, so I've never gotten to experience like the actual like mid-20s like partying and shit.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know if I'm cut out for partying anymore. I went out to the club last week with you.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah.
Dude, it all hit me at once because, like, I didn't. It's always the same thing. I don't want to go out, but once I'm out, I have fun at Hard or Clay or whatever we go to. And back in, like, early 2022, I was going out a reasonable amount, like, once every couple of weeks, sometimes once every week. And I would be able to get, like, pretty fucked up, but I would be fine. But I think I'm getting old or something, bro. Maybe prep changed me because I didn't go out for so long. And then Brandon Soosh was like, come on, like, you know, just trying to, like, get me back into the swing of
things. No, I didn't push you. I didn't push you.
You didn't push me. But, okay, not with that specifically, but earlier in the week you had said, bro, we got to hang out more now that you're off prep. Like, we got to do stuff again. So when you invited me out to Heart, I was like, bro, I got to go. Like, I have no reason not to go. And I did have fun for the first 95% of it. And, but I kept trying, like, I was at a reasonable level of fucked up. Like, I was pretty drunk. And then I just, there was like one drink and it just changed everything. And I just turned into like a fucking vegetable.
Yeah.
Seriously. It was like, I was.
But we all have those, bro. We all have those nights.
It was weird though. I was like a 7 out of 10 drunk, 6 out of 10. Then I had one little vodka crayon and I was like slumped. Like, head swinging and everything. I looked like a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, I put a roofie in there, bro.
Yeah. I said, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought someone spiked my drink, except I watched her make it.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. It was like something just sent me over the edge. Maybe I'd, like, eaten a lot of food before.
You had probably just taken a lot. You had probably just drinking a lot, and then
it all just digested.
And then it all just hit, like, at that time.
Yeah, I guess so. Dude, that was awful. Sorry about that.
Nah, bro, I had a good time. And we've been trying to get you to go out a little bit, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And not saying, like, I know you, like, you're mostly, you keep to yourself usually.
I really am. Honestly, I am an introvert, definitely, like, a social introvert, so.
But what does that, like, what does that mean?
I just, like, when I go out, it's almost draining to be around, like, so many people, you know?
So, introvert, the best way I've heard this explained is an introvert is someone who, their energy gets drained when they're around people, and an extrovert is someone who gets more energetic when they're around people. And they're like lazy and kind of lethargic and depressed when they're alone. But then when they get into a room full of people, they like, they're interacting with everyone and they literally get more energetic and they're like, now I'm fucking awake and I'm ready to do shit. Yep. And they always want to like hang out with friends.
Wait, that's an introvert or?
That's extrovert.
Okay, okay.
Introvert is like, it's draining. Like you have a social battery. And after a certain amount of time or a certain amount of interaction, you're just like, I don't want to talk to anyone anymore. Yeah,
I get dull.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's I'm 50-50 in between. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm definitely an extrovert because when I'm alone, sure. I hate being alone.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. And that's why I got a dog, you know? I just hate being alone. It fucking sucks.
And I like being alone. So
for my sister, it was when I would get punished as a kid, like they would put me in my room and then I would like, bro, I would like kick and scream. I would hate that shit. But like my sister, bro, she'd be in a room just chilling.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that like some people think that like if you hate being alone, it means you're like not comfortable with yourself or whatever. But it's not really that at all. It's just like some people are really fucking extroverted and they're always trying to make plans. And I'm in between because I like when people come over. Like if you invite people over, I like it, but I wouldn't like personally go out of my way to like try to hang out with someone. Like I'm just as comfortable hanging out with a bunch of people as I am playing Minecraft for like 5 hours alone. You know, like it doesn't affect me either way, so I don't know which one I am.
There's like introverted extroverts, right?
Like, there's like
bro, like that's the thing, is like all this shit, it's like what the fuck is it called?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like labeling myself.
I'm just yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, no, it's just labeling.
Like, what is it called?
Astrology.
Astrology yeah. signs, like, everyone can be every single sign. Yeah. That's where it's, like, the crystal people and shit. That's where you lose me.
I definitely
like,
think...
At first it makes sense, but then it's, like, all right.
Crystals aside, fucking planets aside, there definitely is, like, a spectrum that you fall on, 100%. Whether you're introverted or extroverted.
Yeah, but not by the day that you're born.
I don't know. I think maybe. I think it might have something to do with it.
Like the time and day that you're born affects.
Oh, fuck.
That's
no.
what I'm talking
no,
about.
No.
Like astrology
signs. I thought you were saying
like you're rising.
It wasn't genetic.
I mean, I know my. I'm a Taurus.
Let me look at mine.
I'm a rising Taurus.
Nah, bro.
I'm a moon fucking scorpion or whatever. I know that shit. I know
the
that.
The fuck is a moon scorpion?
Moon
bro?
Scorpio. I know that because when girls ask, you have to like, bro, that's
like an undiscovered species.
No, you have to protect, like, especially if you're trying to fuck, like, that's a
big. Well, you got to get your shit down then, bro.
I think I'm a rising Taurus, moon Scorpio.
Nah, it shows it on.
The other two Scorpio.
Doesn't it show it on Snapchat?
Yeah, it says sun and Capricorn.
Where do I find this shit?
You gotta set it up. See, I'm a sun Taurus. You got to set up like. Your time of birth and all of that shit.
Oh, wait. I got a bunch of different ones. This says sun in Capricorn, moon in Aquarius, rising in Aries.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Mercury in
Sagittarius. I'm sun in Virgo.
No, so.
I don't get it.
So when girls ask you, you go, you're sun in Taurus. So that's what, like, that's what you are. Like,
I'm
your
a sun
main
in Capricorn.
Thing.
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, so you're a sun in Capricorn. And then your moon is like your little features.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a sun in Taurus. Moon in Scorpio, rising in Scorpio, what? Which is like crazy.
Bro,
like,
what the fuck is all this shit?
But that's a dope, but that's like a really good, from what I've heard, it's a really good, like.
Dude, if you follow this shit religiously, there is something wrong in your head.
There's people who do.
I know. Sun in Virgo, moon in Pisces, rising in Leo, Mercury in Leo, Venus in Leo, Mars in Scorpio, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. What the fuck?
There are some like. Some girls who are like, oh, what's your sign? And like, you tell them your sign. I can't talk to you. Like, shit like that.
Actually,
that's
yeah.
insane.
Yeah.
Nah, there's probably going to be some girl that comments on this that's like, I knew James would break that down analytically. He's a sun in Virgo.
Yeah. See? That's what I'm talking about. But
he's a fucking Mercury in Leo. Of course he would.
If anyone cares, I'm a Taurus and then Scorpio, whatever the fuck. So that's what you got to, if you guys want to like get girls at the bar, ask them their sign. And be like, oh shit, like we're compatible. Even if you're fucking not. I don't even know what
Yeah, but then what if she follows it up with, what's your sign?
Then you say, like, then you have to have that shit memorized.
It's
three things you gotta memorize.
All right. I'm a sun in Capricorn, a moon in Aquarius, and a rising in Aries.
Yeah, wait,
so
what do you
sun
mean?
Sun is your main.
Things?
Sun is your main.
Wait,
so there's three.
Three things.
So you could have three signs.
Right.
So I'm Taurus, sun in Taurus, rising, Scorpio, moon. Scorpio.
So. I don't know why I care about this now, but so sun is the main things, moon is like the secondary things. What's rising?
Rising is also like a
like secondary things.
Yeah,
what's the difference?
I think it said the sun is like individuality, and the moon is the emotions.
Yeah, and then like and then sun and then rising is something else. I don't know.
Yeah. No, but. Is
any
it,
astrology girls out there? Or like
persona rising is persona. That's what it says. I think maybe.
What if you go in with that as an opener? Oh, what's your sign? And she's like, "You're fucking stupid if you believe in that."
Well,
I'd
then
be like, damn, you would have been the girl that I wanted.
Well, you
got the
kind
of answer I want.
You could almost look at a girl and be like, "Yeah, she's definitely into like crystals and shit." Like, I feel like you could.
Fucking amethyst.
Yeah, she might have necklace. Like a crystal.
Yeah,
like she might have a crystal, or she might like, I don't know. Maybe you can pick up the vibe. Like,
but
most girls, I'm okay. I don't want to like categorize.
Hold on, before you go on this. Each sign has a specific other sign that it's compatible with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your star guy.
There's multiple.
Okay, yeah. There's multiple, but then if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about and she's like, oh, I'm a fucking rising in Aries or whatever, what's your sign? Then if you don't know which one's compatible with that, then you're stumped, right?
Yeah, but if you say, you could kind of like leave it on an opener, like, oh, I'm a Taurus, and then wait for her reaction, and if she's like, tell me more. Or if she's like, and then you're like, oh, we're not compatible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to read them, bro. fucking.
Yo, if she hits you with the tell me more, I'm done for.
Yeah, like
bro.
If she's like,
I'm done.
She like leans in like this and she bats her eyes at you or like,
she's
flips
like,
her
so
hair.
what's your Neptune sign? I'd be like, yeah, I'm done.
But that's when as long as you know your first three, that's when you be honest and you're like, honestly, like, I don't really know that much, but like, I'd love to learn more. Boom, bro, you're fucking in for the second date,
teach
dog.
Me.
She's coming home.
Teach me more.
Like, that's just so, bro, or you just be like, yo, like, let's go to a crystal shop. I'll leave that ass, bro.
They have crystal shops?
Dude, there's crystal shops, like real deal shops that you go
yo,
inside.
First date crystal
you
shop
can't,
is
like,
unreal.
You can't like touch them because like you don't want to get anyone else's fucking energy and shit. But like once you examine it, it's like yours, you know, and then you get the crystal.
All right.
Like I had a rose quartz, which is like a rock, and I had to like dispose of it. Because it had so much bad energy. Because someone that I'm talking to was like, yo, you gotta like get rid of that shit. So I was like, all right, bet. I just threw it away.
There you go.
I just like, you know, I don't argue, bro. It's like, all right, throw it away, boom. It's fucking gone.
Put it in the trash. I used to have a whole crystal collection, but it had nothing to do with star signs.
Just cool looking rocks. Cool.
If I ever dated a fucking astrology girl, she probably would have had a panic attack if she looked at my crystal collection.
Yeah.
There's so much bad energy.
But it's what I do like about the crystals and shit is that it's almost like, it's kind of just like, it's like placebo. Like if you want to believe,
yeah,
if you want to believe that that shit's going to help you, like let's say you're a really anxious person and there's like anxiety crystals that like help you with anxiety and you get one and you think that it works, then what's stopping you from, you know, like it's, you know,
I wholeheartedly
you know
agree.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, if it helps you, bro, then fucking run with it.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
I mean,
I understand
most
why
things
they...
like, most things, like, if it's anxiety you're dealing with, I'd say most little remedies, whether it's crystals or taking deep breaths or whatever, is basically just placebo. But, like, if you can convince yourself then
that it's working,
then it's fucking effective. If it's effective because you've told yourself it's effective, then it's basically effective.
Yeah.
You know?
It's better than taking fucking Xanax.
Yeah.
First being super anxious. Just get a crystal instead. You know what I'm saying? So that's our astrology lesson. So if there's one tip out for you guys, just learn your three signs, your sun, your rising, and your moon.
It's on Snapchat. Just put in your
Time of, go check your birth certificate, put in your time of birth, and you should be good.
True.
And
that's also good for if you're like, especially people I feel like under 20, are big into Snapchat still. So if you like talk to a bunch of girls on Snapchat, then that's a good opener for Snapchat because you can check, you can go on Snapchat and click on a person's profile and check your compatibility right in Snapchat. This sounds like a fucking Snapchat ad right now. We're not sponsored. Yeah, you can go, like I could go to yours right now and see if we're compatible and it would give me a whole breakdown as to like how we're compatible or incompatible or whatever.
Damn. I'm not gonna lie, some of it makes sense because Eric, I hate to continue talking about this shit, but Eric, I don't know what he is, but my sister always like tells me, oh, no wonder like you and Eric get along because you guys are really compatible. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just some of it. Some of it makes sense, which is weird. It's like makes you question like, yo, is this shit
the
real?
Relationship
all right, but,
I was
but
in
listen,
with,
listen.
Like,
here's what it says for me, right? You care about the minor details and are proud to be a good friend and family member who always comes through when it counts and who cheers people up when they're sick or feeling down. I could convince you that that's you right now. Yeah. I could say, look at the minor details with Boulevard. You altered the logo 15 times. Like you really care about the details and like, you know, you're proud to be a good friend, family member. Like I could convince you of that. You cheer people up when they're sick or feeling down. Remember that time I was feeling down and you came over to me and you gave me a speech? And you'd be like, yeah,
that's
me.
True. That's true.
Right?
See.
So if half this shit is wrong, but half of it's right, you're just going to say, oh, it's not perfect. It's only right some of the time. But like, there's still some truth to it. It's like, no, it's just fucking random chance.
All
right.
I'm going to go into Weston's compatibility of him and I. Similarities. This is an electric combination that creates excitement, but also unpredictability.
Yeah, bro. Remember that time in fucking Cancun fucking with those girls? Bro, it was fucking unpredictable.
Exactly.
Dude.
You two have a lot in common, and this is a fabulous aspect for love and support.
Aww.
You two make a very strong team. Your bond is based on helping each other reach your goals. Like, it's so, it like that it's, would be any
it's
friendship.
Too vague.
Exactly.
It's too vague.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
It's like a blanket. I want to see it's like a blanket term.
Yeah.
For me and Sush, it says this is a classic love-hate aspect. This is a powerful aspect. Wait, conjunction. Wait, attraction is opposition, and this is a classic love-hate aspect. Whatever the fuck that means. Similarity, conjunction. This is a powerful aspect for relationships that bonds you over the long term, but it could also feel heavy or restricting. Heart. I don't even know half these fucking words, dude. What does trine mean?
Nah, that's when, and that shit, you know what I'm talking about? No, I have no idea. I was just,
I have no clue.
I don't know what trine means.
Yeah, like a lot of it is kind of just, okay. It says, for me, you can get lost in your own fantasy world and you're very artistic and sensitive. It's like, if I read that and I kind of think it's true, I'll note the times where I was artistic and sensitive and be like, oh yeah, you know what, that makes sense. But there's also plenty of times, especially on prep, where I was insensitive as fuck, which is actually a good segue because I wanted to talk about that. But like, there are times where I'm super insensitive and I can be artistic with my thoughts and what I do. But then there's other times where I'm like, I'm a fucking dumbass right now. Like, I don't even know how to draw a stick figure. Like, I need, like, if it comes to actual like art on paper, I'm fucked.
Yeah. The astrology doesn't apply to juice heads, bro. Like, it just doesn't, because we're altering the energy.
No, but you see how people get roped into this shit? It's a rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it for like 15, 20 minutes.
But I do believe,
because it would be cool if it was true.
That's the thing. It's like, it's cool. Something fun to believe in. It's fun to like.
It adds this whole new dimension to life. It's like, oh, the stars and the moon and all the fucking planets aligning. Like, it's cool. I just can't.
Something that I do believe in though is like energy, and vibes. Like, I really do believe in that shit, because it's weird. When I take, let's say, I'm taking a little bit of shrooms and I microdose, I can see people's energy, and it's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can literally see like the aura. Like, there's like a,
like, see like visually.
Yes. Or like mentally. Well, mentally, but it's in my eyes. It's like I'm seeing it.
So like hallucinating.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Like when I was on, I was microdosing and I came outside and I was like hanging out with you guys, and I saw Gianna, and I just, with Gianna, it was like such a bright,
aura.
Yeah. It was like,
she's a very bright.
Yeah. It was so, it was such like a puppy, like so excited, so innocent. Like, it was something that I would just saw, and maybe that's because I already had that perception of her, but when I looked at her, I was,
but
like,
there's a reason you have that perception of her, and it's because that is true. Mm-hmm. She is kind of like a puppy,
and then
like, she's
and very then maybe the innocent. Shrooms just like ate, like,
yeah, I mean, I can definitely, I don't see it the way you see it. Like, I don't hallucinate, but I mentally see it when I'm on any sort of psychedelic or weed even, but like especially any sort of like LSD, mushrooms. It's like you can just read people in a way that you can't really do when you're sober.
Mm-hmm. And there,
which means there's something there.
Bro, there was one time where like I couldn't even look at this person because I was looking at them, and I was like, bro, like I just can't.
Wait, can you say who?
No.
All right.
But well, I just can't. I was like, wow, this is really like eerie and just made me feel really sad and like clenched. You know, like almost like
restricted,
strangled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was in a suit, and I was like, I can't even like make eye contact with you.
Yeah.
And I know you had a little bit of shrooms too, right?
Yeah.
And you, do you know what I'm talking about?
Not really. I mean, I just felt really a bunch of emotions. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Yeah. I'd have to do it again.
Yeah.
Was that the time you did it with all of us?
Mm-mm. It was a separate time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Time,
that's right.
The one time I did it, I didn't feel anything.
Yeah. Right. But that was because you had like 500,000 calories before.
That was after prep when I was just binging my ass off, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But then you were saying how like you were waking up with sweat, like sweat, because maybe that was the food or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But it's weird. I do see, even when I microdose, it's almost just like I'm more, I don't know, I just it sounds corny as fuck, but like I literally like feel like I have a limitless pill that like lets me see through things and like see things for what they are. Cause like you examine, you know how like when you're on it and you see like objects and you're like, wow, this is a can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, do you ever get that? Did you ever get that? Where you
elaborate a little bit?
It's just like, wow, like this can is here. Like this is like, this carries liquid. Like I could stand and sit at my desk for 30 minutes. Just like literally with my hands on my hip, just like looking at everything.
In that case, yeah, I know what you mean. You find very mundane things all of a sudden very interesting. Mm-hmm. Like very normal things.
Yeah.
Things that you wouldn't normally notice. That's, I don't know about your can analogy, but I get kind of where you're going with it. Like things you normally would just, you take them for granted and kind of like, yeah, fucking holds water, whatever.
Yeah.
But on, especially anything that's like technological, like I remember me and my buddy took it back in college. We took acid and he wasn't really the like super introspective type. Like he didn't do any deep thinking. Cool guy, but he was like frat guy and he just wasn't that kind of person that I would ever expect would do that kind of like deep thinking. So we took acid and we just played a bunch of Frisbee and then he started playing FIFA and I was just chilling on my phone and we were talking. And then he paused the game and he's like, dude, I can't even play this game because I'm just thinking of like how this TV is operating right now and how it's like projecting light onto the screen and I'm like interacting with it, but it feels like I'm actually doing something, but it's all just light on the screen. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's pretty fucking cool. I never would have expected that he would say something like that.
And also for me, when like I like colors, like I really dive into colors. Like I'm like, wow, this is almost looks like this color, but it could totally be this color. And this is like a mixture. You know how like when you're in elementary school and there's the color palettes and they're mm-hmm. like, this color makes this color. And these are opposites. Like there's a circle, right?
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, this color is the opposite of this color. Right. Like it's everything pops more.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you walk outside during the day, you're like, holy, it's like someone turned saturation up on everything.
Yeah.
And things are more liquid in the sense that they're more shapeable by your brain versus when you're sober, you can look at something and its color won't change or you won't really think much about its color or its shape or anything like that. But when you're on a psychedelic, it's like things are much more fluid. Like they can change. I mean, not literally, but like your brain will interpret them as changing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. One time, what's weird is like when I'm not sober, I have a weird connection to like Milo, my dog. Like, and they say how back in the day, like dogs are spirit animals or like animals are just spirit. Mm-hmm. Like they're spirit animals. And I was like having a super bad trip and I was about to go down this terrible rabbit hole. And the only thing I could think to do was like, call Milo over, and like he came over and laid with me in the bed, and it was just like this
calmed you down, like
so much relief. It was so weird.
Yeah,
but he can tell. It's weird because he can tell when we're fucked up. Like dogs are so smart, like they see everything. Because you ever think about your dog? He's just sitting in the corner, sitting in his bed. But they don't have phones. Obviously, they're always attentive if they're not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
They're always just watching because that's all they can do. And so they see everything that we can't. And so they pick up on shit that we don't even understand. Like, we don't get that they're picking it up.
Right.
So well, knows when we're fucked up. And so there are times where, like, he stays away. Like, he almost just, like, ready. He doesn't go to sleep. He's, like, sitting in his bed, like, sitting upright. Like, sitting on his ass, not laying down. He's sitting upright, and he's, like, waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like, on call. He's, like, whenever they need me, he's there.
Well, have you heard of the dogs who will... If someone has some sort of, fuck, now I'm drawing a blank, but I remember reading an article about someone who had some sort of disorder where I think it was their blood, maybe it was just diabetes. It could be something as simple as that. But I remember something very specific that had to do with their blood sugar. And for some reason, there was no device that could really sense when they were having one of these attacks. And it could happen during their sleep. So they got a dog, like a specially trained dog, that could smell this person's like pheromones and was able to literally pick up on when this person was having a low blood sugar attack or whatever the fuck it was. So dogs, because they have their sense of smell is like 400 times more potent than a human. So it was able to literally smell this person's pheromones and wake her up and be like, you need to take your meds or whatever, you know? Damn. So maybe Milo could like literally smell. Like if your cortisol raised or something, this is totally bro science, but if this other dog was able to smell when this girl had low blood sugar or was having whatever disorder she was having flare up, maybe Milo can literally smell a change in like your blood chemistry. If you're extremely stressed and anxious about to have a fucking anxiety attack and like your cortisol goes through the roof, or like adrenaline goes through the roof, maybe he can smell that.
It could just be as simple as he just like sees your demeanor and stuff, and like can relate that to certain emotions that you have. Like when you're happy, like you act a certain way. When you're sad, you act a certain way. So
yeah, because all he sees is me. Like I'm his owner, right? So he only sees like four or five other different people a day.
Yeah.
And he sees the same environment every single day, unless he like goes outside. So he knows when something's up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really interesting when I think about it.
Yeah.
And that was the time where I realized like this dog is like more than a dog. I had a conversation with Jordani, and I was like, it was weird because you know how sometimes it's not telepathic, but you know what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what the other person's going to say?
Mm-hmm. If you guys are both on the same level. And I was like, it was just silent. And I was like, I understand. It was my 22nd birthday in Chicago on like May 16th or whatever. It was not to get in the crystals again, but it was like a big full moon or whatever the fuck, like some weird moon. Cause I had people swiping up being like, yo,
blood moon.
Yeah. Like I had somebody tell me like, oh, it was a moon. And this is why you're feeling that way. But I was like outside his house and we were in Chicago. Joe and Eric were there. And he had like this cornfield, like this empty lot next to him. And like the weeds were up to my knees. And I was just standing out there like looking at the moon. And I was like crying. And I was like so grateful for everything that I had. And I had no idea why I was crying. It was just so much emotion. And it was just like just crying. And it was weird because people would come and try to talk to me, and I was almost like, yo, like, stay over there, because mm-hmm. we were all tripping a little bit, so I was like, yo, stay over there, and it was like this literally like a force field, like Eric was talking about, like, it was almost like a physical barrier, where when I said, like, stay, it was like, like, he literally couldn't pass through, and then Jordani just, like, walked through, and then Jordani and I are talking, or we didn't say, like, a word for, like, 15 minutes, and then we just started talking. And I was like, dude, I know why you have your dog. Like, I don't know. It's like a weird thing with dogs. And somebody else who I know is a big activist of microdosing, he was telling me how much like dogs mean to him. But he doesn't own one for that reason, because he doesn't want that connection with like another human, or not a human, but like a living being. He doesn't want that connection with that.
Why?
Because it's like almost like a burden. Like, not only is it like really good and whatever, but it's also like a burden.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're also
it doesn't last forever too. Mm-hmm.
So he was like, there's like a special place in my heart for dogs, but he doesn't own them. But he was telling me like how much, and he's like a type of guy who like microdoses every day, and it's just interesting because the shit that I had with my dog, and then him to say that, and him not having any clue that I had that in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And him saying that, it was like, damn, like, this shit actually does. And that's, like, the whole energy and vibe thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the astrology, not astrology, but it's type, the same type of believe, faith. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, on a much lower level. Mm-hmm. I'm saying on a much lower level, there was this one time I was taking acid. That's how a lot of my stories start. And I'm not really like a cat person, and cats don't really like me either. Like, they just don't really fuck with me, honestly. But I was at this girl's house and I took acid with her, and I was tripping pretty hard. And for the first time, the whole time I'd been there for like over a day, and her cats had not fucked with me. And there was one that was kind of like mean to me. And then after, I don't know, maybe an hour or two of like really feeling it, the cat that I remember not like really not fucking with me came over to me and like was like all over me. Didn't just like sit on my lap, but he was like doing the little making bread on my chest, and he was like up on me, and I was just like feeling this cat. Like, if it felt really cool too, because I was tripping, but also just like mentally, I was like, damn, this thing fucking loves me right now. Mm-hmm. And cats never feel like that with me. And I never feel like that with cats. But I like had this super intense connection with the cat for like 30 minutes. And then she freaked the fuck out, the girl. So that kind of ended
the story.
Yeah.
When I smoke, I get really into like the thoughts of Milo. Like, I'm like, damn, he's really this animal that lives in this house. And because you know how you like always dive into, you just jump
in. I thought about that too.
Yeah. You jump into, why is this that way?
It's not. Why like, is this the norm?
It's totally different than shrooms. It's like you're thinking, why is it this way? Why is this normal?
Yeah.
And
totally.
And I always think, like, almost every time I smoke, I'm like, damn, this guy's like by my side this whole time. He'll never have anywhere to go. This is my dog. And then there's people in other houses who have their own animals, cat or dog or whatever, and they're all in their own, like, if it's a map, they're all in their own lot, you know, yeah. Like their own address and shit. And there's all these little,
their own world kind of.
Yeah. They're all in these own organisms mm-hmm. in their own house. So weird.
You take mushrooms before this?
No.
Damn, the words are just flowing right now.
Yeah, it's probably the Las Celts.
Yeah, but no, I've thought about that with dogs too when I was high. That like, there's like we have such a natural innate connection to other humans, but with animals, it's like they're this other thing. And like wild animals, it's like people will get freaked out if they see like a raccoon up close. They're like, oh my God, a raccoon. It's like, yeah, they live around here. But people, they're so like different and distinct. Like imagine if you saw another person, you're like, oh my God, a human, right? But like a raccoon or like a possum, like dude, even we saw a possum outside and all of us fucking gathered around it. And we're like looking at it like fucking cavemen. But with this one specific species of animal that used to be wild, it's totally fucking normal to have them just like walking around your house. Mm-hmm. And I've thought about that where it's just like, it's funny. Like, that could have been any animal. It just happened to be a dog. But in another universe, it could be, like, dogs were wild, and you'd freak out if you saw one in the wild. But, like, raccoons are people's normal, like, family pets. Well,
I think if there's like a reason I think it's a reason they're dogs. Like, the dog is the because they get humans.
Yeah. Well, like science-wise,
like a raccoon.
For sure.
Like, a raccoon, I don't think would. I'm sure they're.
No, I wasn't saying that literally. But I meant, like, it's just funny how it happened to be dogs.
Yeah.
Because, well, you know, like, the whole thing about, like, wolves kind of evolved, like, we, like, helped each other at first, and then they started to become domesticated, and then we bred them to be even more domesticated. But at one point, it was just, like, wolves were a completely distinct species, just like raccoons or possums or anything. It was, like, wolves were completely different. There was a point where it wasn't man's best friend, and then we're just, like, no, we choose this one. And now they're just, like, in our houses.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'll be, like, petting Milo, even sober, and I'll be like, damn, this is a straight-up different species than me.
Mm-hmm. And you're so connected.
Yeah.
I got to take a break real quick.
All right, we're back.
We're back. Weston, I have a question for you. How has it been at Alphaland being a self-proclaimed influencer?
Introvert.
How has it been at Alphaland and seeing all of these people who come there, they take photos or they're doing videos and they're just around you and you're also filming, so you're working. How has that been? Because I know for me it's just been a little bit hectic. But what about you? How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Being an introvert.
Yeah. I love Alphaland. I love the idea of it and everything that it is, but at some points it is kind of almost dread going there sometimes because there are so many people. And even if, because I do enjoy when people come up and like talk to me or like ask for pictures or whatever, but it kind of does, you know, like take a toll on my workout and stuff like that. So I mean, I miss the old Alphalete gym sometimes and like the vibe and the atmosphere, because it wasn't an influencer gym. It was just a gym to me. I didn't see it as like an influencer gym, but Alphaland kind of feels too, I think you said, almost like theme park-ish, you know?
Yeah.
So
I compare it to like Disney, and we're all Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Like, go get a picture with your favorite cartoon character that doesn't actually have a life outside of the gym.
Yeah, because my only social interactions are at the gym. And so when I used to go to the gym, it was more like I actually had social interactions with people at the gym. But now all my interactions are like surface level. It's just, hey, like I watch your stuff, or hey, can we get a pic, or just saying hey to like a regular that goes to the gym. I don't have any friends at the gym.
That's a great way of saying it, because I don't get it's almost like before, it's like, hey, this guy could like totally be my friend, and it's so easy to, like someone like Kenny.
Yeah.
And like, look, Kenny's like one of our good friends. And he just started out as a guy who worked at Outfleet at the gym, at the old gym. And so now every time someone comes up to me, I either think they want something from me or they want a picture. So definitely, like, I feel bad because it makes me think this person could totally be so genuine and such a great person, but it's at the point where I almost don't even want to give them a chance.
You judge a book by its cover.
100%. Kinda, yeah. And it's terrible for me to even say, like, yeah. It sucks. Like,
I mean, yeah, it sucks, but I don't think anyone would blame you given if they knew how often it happens.
Mm-hmm. It feels difficult, you know, to like build relationships.
Yeah. Cause you don't know like what anyone's true intention is.
Yeah.
Because especially because in the fitness industry, as I was saying to you, but I think it's true probably in any industry once you get to a high level, whether it's the music industry, the fitness industry, the fucking football industry, whatever it is. The higher you get, the more snakes you're going to be surrounded by, the more, or not even snakes, but people are going to want something from you. When you're at a low level, when you're kind of at like a micro influencer level, people are more like almost charitable. Like they're almost not trying to use you for something. And it seems like the bigger you get, the more people kind of just look at you as an opportunity for something.
Yes, I don't even see it that way. Like, I don't even see when people come up to me and ask for like pictures and stuff, or just talk about me and say like, "Hey, like I like your content and stuff." Like, I never see it as them wanting something from me. It's more so
not that, not those kinds of
yeah, yeah, yeah.
If it's just someone asks for a picture, it's fine.
But whenever people come up to me, it's more so just like the interaction is just so surface level. It never goes past that, and so that's what I kind of get like almost lonely, because it's like I feel like I'm never gonna build like a better connection with people. Because I don't know how to explain it. That's like the best way I can put
no,
it.
I think part of it is that the people who come up to you, as Brandon said, they might be like really genuine, thoughtful, introspective, intelligent people. But when they come up to you in the gym, for one, they know that you're trying to get your workout in. You're probably not trying to have a long conversation. And two, you're someone that they've been watching for a while. They're probably kind of nervous to talk to you. They probably... maybe they're like your biggest fan and they think, damn, if I were to ever meet Weston, I'd love to talk to him about XYZ and this and that and this and that. But then they come up to you in person and they're actually looking you in the eyes, in the flesh, and they're like, they forget what they're going to say. And they're like, can we grab a quick pic? And then that's it. And then they walk away and they're like, fuck, I wanted to talk to him about all this other shit. Right. But you see that interaction as just like, oh, they just wanted a picture. They didn't actually like want any deeper connection.
Yeah.
But like, I think a lot of it is just, people who come up are just nervous to finally like see you in person. It's weird. Like I remember seeing Larry Wheels in person. That shit was weird, bro. And I'm like cultured in this. Like I'm kind of a veteran, sort of. Like I know what I'm doing and I know my way around cameras and I know my way around well-known people. But when I first saw Larry for the first time, because this was someone that I've been watching since 2016, since before I was anybody in fitness. And just like a fucking legend in the fitness industry, when I actually saw him in the flesh, I fucking forgot how to speak. So at first, he probably thought like, who's this dumbass meathead? You know, this is like trying to train with me, doesn't even know what to say. But after like, luckily we had a workout planned. So after like 15 minutes, I started to get loosened up and I could actually like talk and ask him questions and have like real genuine conversation. But at first I was like, hi, Larry, I'm James. I think we have a workout scheduled. You know?
Yeah. That's hard for me to wrap my head around. Like, right. Like for people to come up to me and act like that, it's just like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around that. I'm like, I'm just me, bro. Like,
yeah,
I don't see myself as anyone special.
You don't have to see yourself as someone special. I think it's a good quality that you don't, but you have to understand why other people would.
Yeah.
You know, if they watch all your content and they have a physique and a character and a personality that they themselves really look up to, that they aspire to be like, of course they're going to be kind of at a loss for words when they come up to you to ask for a picture. Maybe they do want to say plenty more stuff to you, but they just don't think of it right then.
Yeah.
The craziest part is when they know everything about you and what was that? Never mind. I thought I heard something. Maybe it was Milo or something.
Micro.
But it's so uncomfortable when they've watched you, let's say, for like the whole time that you've been posting. So maybe what, 2 years? And they know almost like everything about your life. Like for me, it's like the people that you hang out with and the things that you've done and the trips that you've gone on and the girls that you've been with. And so it's us putting our lives out there. And obviously that's the profession that we're in and that's what we do for a living. But at the same time, it's so weird because they already know everything about you. So it's hard to talk about shit.
Mm-hmm. Dude, this is exactly the way. And I even said it the first time that I met David, because that was like one of the only people I ever like fanboyed about back when I was first getting into fitness YouTube. So I'd only been working out for like a year or two at this point. So this was the first person that I'm like, oh, this is someone I can look up to, right? And I remember after a few minutes of talking to him, I told him, it's weird that you've only ever talked to me and now I have the chance to talk to you. Like, it's a really fucking weird feeling when someone's always been talking at you through a screen, but you've never had the chance to like communicate back to them except through like YouTube comments, but that's not really the same.
Yeah.
So then when this person that only has ever had one-way communication with you and now you're able to like make it two-way, you kind of like don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
I think the same goes for like girls as well. Like a lot of the girls who are like gym influencer girls who they're under the impression that, oh, I'm somewhat good. I don't know. I just think that with girls in the fitness industry, they're somewhat good looking and they automatically think like, oh, this person's going to automatically fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Like with guys, it's a little bit different because there's no, you're not sexually attracted to them. So it's different. But with girls, where I've met girls and they automatically think like, yo, like hang out with me or train with me or do stuff with me because I'm a little bit popping on IG and I'm good looking. And so they automatically think that like, I want to be associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, and I mean, to be fair, I don't want to be a dick, but like a lot of these girls, they have no fucking personality. They start working out for 2-3 years. They have a decent body and they automatically think like, yo, I'm tapped in with fitness, the fitness scene.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit just annoys me because it's like, you haven't been
through it.
Yeah. No, like not you haven't been through it, but it's like, you haven't done anything where you're any different from the other girl, like any other good looking girl.
Yeah, I think most of the girls that I like actually click with in the fitness realm, like they compete, like they actually compete.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they actually enjoy, you know, the lifting aspect. And all that stuff.
And then they also respect, like girls who lift like that also have a different kind of respect for you because like you as a guy who lifts, who has a really good physique, who competes, it's like, they're not just looking at it like, ooh, you got big biceps, like show muscles. Yep. They're actually like, they understand what went into it and they understand how hard that shit is. And they're like gym girls are the only females on the planet who are like, I think genuinely impressed by feats of strength. Like if you have a 405 bench, most girls will just be like, wow, that's like a lot of weight. But a gym girl who's like really into the gym and maybe competes knows exactly how heavy that is and how much work was put in to achieve that. You know what I mean?
There are so many girls, and it's funny for me to say because, like, usually 95% of the year I look pretty mediocre, so it's pretty hypocritical. But there are so many girls who look so average, and they start lifting for a year, and they have a pretty face, and they get this following, and then all of a sudden they have a chip on their shoulder, and they're like, yo, I'm that bitch. Like, I'm this crazy, like, fitness influencer girl. But to me, the way that I see it, it's like, you look like almost every other girl and you just started working out. And the only reason, this sounds terrible, but like the only reason why you have a following is because you're like a little bit hot.
Well, yeah. Cause that's the difference. Sadly, that's the difference between like male versus female in fitness is girls will gain a following based on like almost like they're sexualized as being a girl. And that's like, sadly, that's just how it is. And they get more likes for posting pictures that are, you know, stuff that people want to see, like certain people, obviously. And then guys, I think it's like, it's different. The following is different. So I think that's
100%.
That's like
just take a look at any girl that's attractive in the fitness industry that's popping. Ask to see her insights. Ask to see her demographic breakdown. It's funny that a hot girl and a super muscular guy have the exact same gender breakdown.
Yeah.
95%+ men.
And the I hate that for him, bro. Like, yeah. it's honestly, like, it's just how it is, though. They're, like, they're going to be sexualized.
And the very few women who are, like, successful in this industry, it's so niche.
Yeah.
Like, you're lucky to have, like, a strong female following.
I actually disagree on that. I think there is, like, a huge demographic of girls who want to look better, feel better, be more hot for guys, and they're looking for a female influencer that's going to inspire them to do that and teach them how to do that. But I think because it's such a foolproof and easy way to get famous by just posting your ass, so many girls would rather do that and go down that way.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more instant gratification, like, because your followers immediately go up.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, someone who comes to mind for me is, you know, Kayla.
Yeah.
Like,
she nailed it.
She has like actual, like, female followers who really look up to her because she
chose not to go that way. Yeah. Of, like,
she got a personality, like, people right. like her for her, and she loves working out, and she can actually help you achieve, you know, what you want to achieve as a girl. So,
but also, like, the easier it is, the less fruitful it's going to be. So if you get a million followers because you're hot, but they're all just guys that follow you because you're hot, you're not really going to make many sales doing anything. But Kayla, I know she does very well. Like, she's very well off because she's actually put in the work to say, you know what? I'm not just going to post the fucking thirst traps. I actually want followers who are going to look up to me and be inspired by me, who are female or male, but, like, mainly female followers who are willing to, like, get coached by me or use my code or just follow me because they actually fuck with me rather than just guys who think that I'm hot. And that way that she went is going to be much more difficult and a slower process. But so there's less girls that are willing to do it.
Yeah.
Because as a guy, you only really have one option if you want to make it as a fitness influencer, which is, like, do it the hard way.
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be an army of girls that are going to follow you if you're super hot. Like, it's regardless, the gender breakdown is going to be like 90%+ men. Yeah. So, but as a girl, there is that avenue where you can just be super hot and get followers, but they don't realize that's not a good long-term solution.
Yeah. There's still two avenues for guys though as well, because there's still, like, explore page, like, gain a bunch of followers all at once, a bunch of likes, but you don't have true, like, it's not true following, you know?
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
The main goal out of all of this, and people can argue with me if they want to, but there's no argument. It's being financially stable. So this is our work, right? And a lot of these girls, they understand that, and they're like, okay, so I've been posting. Oh, one camera just turned off. All right, we're back. So like I was saying, the end goal is, like, being able to do this for work. And so once these girls are, they understand that their following is mostly men, then they, like, switch over to OnlyFans, which is totally fine. Like, I'm a big supporter of OnlyFans. I think it's dope. Like, if that's what you want to do and that's how you pay your bills, fucking go for it. Because I know a lot of these girls, they're, like, top 2%
and they make hella money.
It's disgusting. It's, like, that's fucking dope. So
I do not. I guess I support OnlyFans. I don't support exposing yourself, like, and, like, people will send you money. And you'll do, like, the customer, like, showing your tits and stuff. If you do, there's plenty of people that do OnlyFans and they just post, like, lingerie, which, like, yeah, I guess that's fine, sure.
Yeah, but isn't it the same end goal? Guys getting off to it? Like, what's the difference? Yeah. It's the same. People are paying you and they get off to your photos, whether it's your nudes or not.
I mean, yeah, to be clear, I don't fully respect either one.
Oh.
But I respect it a little more if it's not, exposing yourself in that way, just because, like, I don't know, just for me personally, I'm not saying that it's inherently wrong, but I could make a good argument for it.
For me, there's a market for everything, and that's how you, and, like, that's how you,
yeah, but
make
there's
money.
there's a market for hitmen, but it doesn't mean that, like, murder's okay, you know?
That's true. I guess it has to do with, like, how you're feeling ethical, like,
I mean,
I guess
the question that is, like, the end all be all for it is, if you had a girl, would you be okay with her doing OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I think that's, like, the question that everybody goes to.
Like, yeah. If
I mean,
if
I wouldn't mind.
If any guy, true, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Is, like, would you be cool with it? and maybe you wouldn't mind, but also you have to put yourself in the shoes of, like, let's say you want to marry this girl and have kids with her and spend your life with her, and you have fucking guys on Instagram that are, like, sending you her nudes that they've, like, bought from her. Would you still... I'm asking you genuinely. Would you still feel okay with that?
I mean, I don't know because I'm not in that situation, but, like, my current girlfriend is in bottle service. So that's, like...
Yeah, but she's still clothed.
Yeah, but, like, they're, like, dressed in lingerie.
But that's more like, all right, like...
Drunk
I'm
dudes.
Soosh, right? I'm Soosh. All you guys at the club, you can look at her, but I'm the only one that can, like, actually see her, like, fully naked.
That's
and,
true.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Touch her and feel her and, yeah. like, have her be submissive to me. But it's almost, like, submissive in a way if a guy... No, seriously. It's almost, like, submissive in a way if a guy says, like, I want you to fucking do this and do that and do this and I'll pay you this much money, and then she just does it. It's kind of like, I just have some respect.
Yeah, that's true. But then at the same time, it's like that... If my girl's doing OnlyFans and someone's paying her $10 for a picture of her tits, it's like... There's no emotion to that. But with you and her, it's like dating a stripper. Like, she's dancing on a dude for money. There's no emotion. But then she comes home to you and there's that emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, that doesn't mean shit. It's like flirting. Like,
would you date a porn star?
I mean, I want to say yeah, but, like, at the same time, it's like, I mean, bro, if I meet a girl and I'm like, I totally hit it off with her, and then I find, like, a week later, I'm like, yo, what do you do? I never asked you. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm in the porn industry. That doesn't change how I feel about her, you know?
Like, true, but what if 3 months down the line you're madly in love with her and she's like, all right, babe, gotta go take some black dick for work now.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be back after I get my insides hollowed out.
I would have to be in that situation to understand how I actually feel.
I, for one, would not be cool with that.
I want to be able to say that I am, but at the same time, it's like, fuck, that is really, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole other level of, like...
Then one day it's bring your boyfriend to work day. She introduces you to her coworkers.
Fuck that. Holy shit.
You meet 6'6" Tyrone.
Yeah.
You know, that might put a dent in the relationship.
That's a good question, though. That's a good. Hey, leave it down in the comments. It helps boost the algorithm. If you would date a girl who works in that type of industry, I'm going to say yes right now. I'm going to say yes. But I'm not in this situation, so I have no idea.
Yeah. In another life, I guess I would date her for fun, knowing, like, I'm not going to get too close with you and I am never going to fucking marry you. But I would never be able to, like, open up to a girl like that. All right. I'm sweating my balls off. The AC broken here. So we have a fan going, but it's not doing shit right now. I am quite hot.
We're going to wrap it up. So. Everyone, thank Weston for hopping on the pod again. Good conversation. Honestly, I think it was a really good podcast. We talked about a lot of shit that, you know, we don't need to talk about.
Yeah, and we totally forgot to plug our sponsors. Code MOG for Anabar, code Weston or code Soosh or code Jam for Gorilla and Young LA. And La Celts coming soon. Boulevard coming soon.
La Celts is not coming. La Celts is not coming anytime soon.
La Celts coming soon.
But it may be one day. We'll see. But yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah, thanks, bro. All right.
Sorry that the main camera broke. We'll try to figure it out one time. I don't know. We'll have to, like, put a fan directly on it or something. But we'll see you guys in the next one. We have a very special guest, I think. So see you guys in the next one.
Peace.